on Pep Talk. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. Thank you so much for listening and joining in this morning. We have a very, I would say, serious conversation coming up about hurricane season, because that water is warm and we need to be prepared. So it is a pleasure to have with me Travis Tompkins, emergency manager, meteorologist Scotland Williams, and PIO Davis Wood of Emergency Management. It is great to have you on this morning. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, great. If you want to join in this conversation, you can call or text 437-1620. We would love to hear from you this morning. So like I said, it's hurricane season coming up. The water's really warm. So what is it you would like us to know about what we can do to prepare for that?
Well, first and foremost, hurricane season starts this week, June 1st. Okay. And we take any opportunity that we have to be able to talk about preparedness with folks. We want everybody to really pay attention to a couple different things. For one, you know your zone. We want to make sure that you know whether or not you're in an evacuation zone or not. Know your home, whether or not you're going to be staying in your home or not during a storm, and making sure that you're prepared to stay there and to weather the storm for up to 1 week. We used to say 72 on you. We no longer do that. It's be 1 week ready. So that making sure.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you got to make sure you got enough food and water for a week. Yeah. And then know your plan. What are you going to do? Are you staying? Are you going? Are you evacuating? We really just want to make sure that all of our citizens are prepared for hurricane season.
So how far in advance would they need to make this plan?
They need to be making it now.
Now.
That's exactly right. And our website, myescambia.com/be ready, has a ton of information on there to help you get prepared.
Perfect. /be ready. Awesome. So know your zone, know your home, know your plan. Very good. I like that. Awesome. And we have Miss Meteorologist Scotland Williams with us.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
So we have, like Travis said, the season begins on June the 1st. That is very soon. You should already have your plan in place. But if you do not, take the next few days to get that plan in place. It is predicted to be a below average season. We've been hearing everyone talk about El Nino, which seems to lower the percentage or the chance of storms forming.
Okay.
But we have to think, the Atlantic, the Gulf of Mexico, waters are very, very warm out there. So if all the ingredients come together, it doesn't matter if it's predicted to be a below average season, because all it takes is one storm.
Oh, yes, of course. We've realized that, I think, over time, haven't we?
Yeah, and I think that there's always a psychology there where you hear that it's supposed to be a calmer season. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm not going to go to the store and prepare like I normally would.
Right.
No, that's not true, because, yeah, there are still going to be hurricanes, and we've been saying it a lot in our office. All it takes is one. I mean, Sally was the one storm that came through after a while of not having a lot of storms come through. All it takes is one, and it could still be a slow season, but the hurricane's going to land somewhere.
Yeah, really can't let your guard down just hearing that it's predicted to be a below average season. Don't let your guard down.
Absolutely. And then they have right now a tax-free going on this week for disaster preparedness.
Yeah.
So if you want to make that plan and go ahead this week and get all your stuff tax-free.
Perfect time to do it.
And also that includes your household items as well. Toilet paper, paper towels, cat, dog food, and your radio, your flashlights, your batteries, your generators. So this is a great time to do that.
Yeah. And one thing that I feel like some people forget are can openers. Non-perishable food that doesn't
have the lid
to flip up, you got to remember to have a can opener.
And also, I think one of the biggest adjustments that I noticed when they showed the list of items that are tax-free are the increase in generator prices, because it went from $1,000 to $3,000.
No way.
So,
my goodness.
And of course, a generator, generally a generator's not cheap at all.
No.
So
that's correct.
$1,000 generator is probably harder to come by now. So that was a big increase that I noticed, that $3,000 raise was pretty nice.
And there's actually going to be two, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it's going to be twice this year that they're going to be able to do the tax holiday. So, yeah, take advantage of it. This is the perfect time.
Yeah, they are doing that. So that's great. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the News Radio 92.3. We are informative, local, and dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I had the privilege of having Tompkins, Scotland Williams, and Davis Wood with me with emergency management. We're talking all things hurricane, getting prepared, know your zone, home, and plan, and get ready, because the season starts June the 1st. Yes. So tell me again where they can find this information at.
So on our website at myescambia.com/be ready, we have just a tremendous amount of information on our website, and it's all very easy to find. The Know Your Zone is right there on there, and then all of our preparedness tips as well. Another thing that we want to really highlight this season, something that we've done different this year and that we're actually having a lot of success with, as a matter of fact, is a segment called A Minute with EM. Okay. And so Scotland does a great job reporting out once a week on preparedness tips, and also when we have weather events.
Yeah, so each week we release a literal 1 minute video, and it's based on letting people know who emergency management is, what we do while we're here. So if we have a severe weather event that will be taking place sometime during the week, the video that week will be on that weather event. So during hurricane season, if we have a storm that looks to impact us, we'll have more frequent videos. So it'll be more than just once a week.
Okay.
But as a meteorologist, I'll be able to give forecasts that will directly impact us.
And tell me again where they can see that.
So those are posted on all of our social media platforms, okay. Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram every single week.
Also on our YouTube page, our Be Ready Escambia YouTube page. You'll find them on there as well.
That sounds great. Yeah, that's great that you can be up to date. And I know that sometimes during storms, it's hard to find. You know, when I was growing up, we had those local channels,
mm-hmm.
4 or 7. I mean, you just flipped it on. Now you have all these streaming devices. And I remember during a storm, there was a hurricane in my backyard one April, and I could not find a local. I was trying to find a local area actually it's harder to find these days with all the streaming going on. So that's great
reason.
You have that.
Yeah, it's one reason that we wanted to do this as well, because a lot of people aren't watching local news anymore.
Right.
Everyone gets their information from social media. So putting this on those platforms mm-hmm. is a way to really get it out to the younger generation as well.
Yes, absolutely.
And we're newer on Instagram, by the way. So, and it's called Escambia Be Ready. Because someone else apparently owns Be Ready Escambia. So Escambia Be Ready is the Instagram tag. And we've really started to see some more success on there, because it's very video friendly, those Instagram reels. And it's helped us reach a younger demographic.
Okay.
Because we did a study not too long ago as we rolled out A Minute with EM. And we noticed that the people that are seeing these videos, even though we have it from 18 to 65, it's more closer to the 50 to 65, maybe 35 to 50 range, but no one below 35 was really catching on, because there's just not as many younger people on Facebook. So we are using Instagram to our advantage and starting to see some results from there. And that's great to see. We feel like we are hitting a larger age range by including as many social media pages as we can.
There's also another website, I'm going to look it up for you. That's just kicking in. Is it? I'll look it up. But you can post videos, but that's a new one too that's coming out that hits the younger crowd.
I'd love to hear about this one.
I will.
If it's TikTok.
It's not TikTok.
We are not on TikTok.
No. No, you're not on TikTok? Oh, I'm just kidding.
No, we're not good at dancing.
Scotland, you can't do that. You can't just dance around.
No. I'll just dance.
I would love for you to do that, actually.
No, thanks.
That'd be a fun one to film.
You'd go famous.
Maybe we can get Travis.
Sure.
If Travis does it first, I'll follow his lead.
I think it'd be great. I'd watch it. I think it'd be wonderful. So we're talking about season. You can head on over to their website, myescambia.com/be ready. They have all the information here for you. They even have a countdown of the Atlantic hurricane season that will change over to us, correct?
We're just about there this week. So, yeah, you know, one thing that we're with the videos that we're doing and with the preparedness information that we try to get out, it's just too often that I have conversations with people that they don't know the storm is here until it is literally rattling their windows.
Right.
I mean, and that's something that we really want to make sure too, that not just being prepared, but also getting your information, knowing that there's a storm that's coming into our area, and paying attention to those alerts that come across your phone. There's just too many people that are just not paying enough attention to that nowadays. And so we really want to highlight and showcase as well that you've got to know about and understand that we're going to end up with a storm at some point in time. So being able to get those alerts on your phone, that's another video that we have on our website. It's that's just as important.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, I've lived here about 17 years now, and you just don't, we don't really just run from hurricanes. You know, we wait. What's it going to be? Is it going to hit us? And we really do wait till the last minute sometimes to make a decision. Probably not the best thing to do.
Unfortunately, that's what a lot of folks do, but that's why we just keep up with the messaging of making sure that I, you know, and it's not that hard to store a little bit of food, a little bit of water. You know, you go to the grocery store, you rotate that food and water out, and then just having that, you know, stuck in a closet in a climate control. Don't put it in your garage. That water actually will go bad before too long. So make sure it's in a climate controlled area of your house. But you can rotate it through. And it's just always good to have that 1 week supply of food and water.
You know, Travis, you mentioned knowing your home, and I wanted you to elaborate on that just a little bit, because people may think that they are prepared, but what are things that people should know when it comes to making sure your home is a safe place to hunker down at for a storm?
Well, so one of the main things with homes is that making sure that you have storm shutters, for instance. That's a really important factor with any hurricane. And you can go to any hardware store to get those. They're actually like a Kevlar type blanket shutter that's really easy to install, and it's something that's just a real easy thing to help to make sure that your home is going to be better prepared for a storm. And then you can also make sure that your roof gabling is connected and secure, that there's folks that can come out. We have an organization called Rebuild Northwest Florida that will actually do a home inspection of your home and kind of point out different things that you might be able to do to better strengthen your house.
Yeah, and one thing, the Florida Building Code, it was updated. And so if your home was built after 2002, then your home is more resilient to take on storms. So if it was built before then you probably need to do a little bit more to prepare your home to sustain some damage. But you always want to also reinforce anywhere that wind can enter. So garage doors, windows, normal doors, anything like that. Garage doors are a huge one.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for listening this morning. It's Tuesday here on Pep Talk. We have Travis Tompkins, Scotland Williams, who's a meteorologist, and Davis Wood, PIO, Emergency Management, talking about hurricane season that is starting June the 1st. So be prepared. Like he said, know your zone, know your home, and know your plan. You need to stay up to date. You need to stay. It is no longer 72 hours. We talked about that. It is now a week.
1 week ready.
So 72 on you is out the door.
That's right.
It is a whole week.
Yeah, because, I mean, you have to think, yes, people are going to be coming to help you, but it can take longer than just 3 days or 72 hours for them to get to you. So being prepared for 1 week, you have a little extra food, a little extra water to get you through a few extra days if needed. And also, it's a great time to get 1 week ready, because we were talking about the disaster preparedness sales tax holiday. There are now two separate times that this will be going on. So the dates for those, it started on May 27th and it will go through June the 9th. And then it will go again from August 26th until September 8th.
So very good. Thank you for those dates. Yeah, that's great. And like I was telling you earlier, it's not just flashlights and batteries. It's toilet paper, paper towels, cat food, dog food, all things household related as well. So if you want to stock up on that, that is a great thing to do as well.
Yeah, they definitely expanded the list this year, and that's really going to help a lot of folks, I believe.
Yeah, and like Davis said, the generators are not cheap, so that tax actually saves a lot of money.
It's a big saver there. I will just mention, how many times have you gone to a grocery store because you found out a storm is in fact coming this way and everything's sold out?
Yeah, yep. Pretty much all the time.
You can't find parking. The lines are insanely long. People are agitated and maybe a little bit angrier because they're feeling that pressure. Yeah. You can beat that right now by just simply knocking out the list. And on our website, MyEscambia Be Ready, we do have a pretty comprehensive list that can just help guide you. If you don't really know what it is you should stock up on, we have a list that you can run off of. Maybe you already have some of that, so you can just check that off already. But we have you covered if you're trying to figure out what it is you should have in your home.
For sure. And if you're on social media, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, we have already done a Minute with EM videos on Know Your Home for 1 week, Know Your Zone, and Know Your Plan. And this week's video will be about the sales tax holiday.
And one thing I wanted to also throw out there, because these have been a very, very, very hot commodity, but the Escambia County Disaster Guide is, you know, it's a booklet that we have that we do provide to several organizations and businesses in town. But if you would rather just download it, not come to us or have us come to you, just you can download a PDF version of the disaster guide. It's the same exact thing. And if your internet goes out because a storm hits, you could download it and it's already on your computer.
Very
so
smart.
You can go on there and find that on the Be Ready website.
A lot of hurricane information in there, but a lot of other good preparedness tips. So, you know, we're it's not just hurricanes that affects us. You know, we tornadoes. Mm-hmm. So we always have a lot of severe weather that impacts us here locally. So, but there's a lot of preparedness tips in that guide.
Like this past year, or was it the year before, we had a lot of tornado warnings.
We sure
a
did.
A lot. And I have been here a long time, and that was different. Yeah. So, yeah, be prepared. And our friend texts in, having a few blue tarps and a half dozen sheets of plywood and some screws and nails to make some emergency repairs is vitally important as well. Thank you so much for texting that. And again, if you have a question or comment, 437-1620, you're absolutely right. Something happens in the moment, it's always good to have those things on hand.
Yeah, and that is just preparation that they're doing by having those things on hand.
Yeah. And over on their website, again, myescambia.com/be ready. They have awesome little tabs, tropical storms, severe weather tips, emergencies, evacuation shelters. All the information you need is on their website. Know your zone, know your home, know your plan. And also click here for the latest storm information, which is always good. If you don't know where to go and maybe it's getting close, you can always go over to their website. But if you click on disaster preparedness, they have a really good chart over here about food in your fridge. Very fun, too. I like looking at it, you know. You made it very colorful. It's one that's not boring. When the power goes out, what to do. When the power returns, be prepared. So it's really cool. You have so much information on the website, so that's great.
Yeah, and another really cool thing on there is the Know Your Zone. If you go to that, you can enter in an address, and based on if you're in an evacuation zone or not, you can click A, B, C, D, E,
and 9. Oh, I see that, yeah.
And you can see the inundation that the water level from storm surge would be at for your exact address.
Very cool. Y'all really awesome giving that information out to the public. We have a question. Text in from our friend. Any hurricane tips for those of us with boats in the water, sailboats and power? They are too big to be hauled out on trailers. Great question. Thank you.
I will say in Perdido, there's still a derelict vessel out there.
Right.
I know, saw I've it not them. Too long ago. So you don't want to put yourself in that position, that's for sure. And I know as someone who has a boat in the family, we keep it dry docked.
Dry docked, yeah.
High and inside.
High and inside, that's right.
That's the best advice, high and inside.
Yes, thank you. Perfect. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am Tammy Martin. I'm here with Travis. I was just thinking about that boat, definitely getting into there, because we had a boat that was in dry storage and the sides of the storage came off and none of the boats were hurt in Sally.
Oh, great.
They were in. So, sorry, I was trying to think of your names and then think of that at the same time. Travis Tompkins, Scotland Williams, and Davis Wood with Emergency Management. We appreciate you texting in your comments, your questions, 437-1620. You can call in. If you need more information, you can head on over to myescambia.com/be ready. They have so much information. And like Travis said, know your zone, your home, and your plan. And the seven is no longer 72 on you. It is a whole week.
That's one right.
week ready. And we know how it works with the gas lines, too. That is no fun to sit in a gas line for hours.
Mm-hmm. I can tell you, as someone who was working here at this very building when we had our last big storm come through, which was Hurricane Sally, it was quite the fight trying to get gas while also being here around the clock. If you can have a full tank, that'll get you by. So I would be prepared for that. Also, I remember there were videos and pictures of people like using Tupperware to fill up gas. I heard that's ill-advised. Don't do that.
No, please don't do that. Put it in the correct container. That's exactly right. That's a whole nother hazard. And one thing too, anytime that there's a storm that's in the Gulf, go and fill up your tank. I mean, that's really, we should do that all the time, just to make sure that we don't have to sit in those lines and have to put up with all that. And there's a lot of, and those stations are going to run out of gas as well. So, I mean,
we've seen that, haven't we?
Yeah.
For sure. That's kind of scary, actually. And so how long, you have your gas cans in the garage. How early can you put that gas in there that it would last?
Well, so you can treat gas. You can go ahead and get gas now for mm-hmm. this season uh-huh. and keep that in a safe place. And that gas will still be good for the rest of the season.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, and I would do that sometimes. Go and get our cans filled up so you have some extra gas for the generator or whatever you need it for. So again, hurricane season starts June the 1st, which is in 2 days.
Yeah. And it's Thursday, yeah. right?
How did we get here already? Right. I do not know.
And I don't know if we've mentioned it yet, that the season will go through November the 30th.
June 1st through November the 30th.
And peak hurricane season is around September,
correct? October for us.
So, yeah, because we maybe have gone the first few months nice and quiet, maybe a scary thing, actually, that's too quiet.
Yeah, I
right?
know. Like the children when they're 2 and 3 and you don't hear from them.
Yeah, we don't like saying
they're
the
destroying
word.
Something.
Yeah. Right. Davis just jinxed us. I don't know.
Yeah, well, technically, the season hasn't started yet. So.
Okay, so yeah.
Oh, come Thursday, you're not going to hear that word come out of my mouth.
So, meteorologist Scotland, tell me again about your Minute with EM.
Yeah, so a Minute with EM is a social media segment that we have been pushing. It's posted every week to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our YouTube. And those videos are just about emergency management, who we are, what we do, preparedness tips. Like I mentioned, we have Know Your Zone, Know Your Home, Know Your Plan videos uploaded. So if you need more information about that, you can, of course, get it from the website. But these are 1 minute, easy to understand videos. If we are expecting maybe severe weather 1 week, the video that week will be about that severe weather. And then during the season, if we are expected to be impacted, you can expect more videos to come out, and I will do easy to understand forecasts related to the storm and what we're expecting here for our county.
Yeah, this has been a really exciting project that we've been working on for quite a while now. Mm-hmm. It's really taken off well. A lot of organizations have reached out and said that they've seen the videos. They like what we're doing. It's chock full of good information. And I have to give all the credit to Scotland because she puts together the script. It's very in-depth. It's detailed. And has just a lot of stuff in there
for you.
And
that's not easy. That takes a lot of time. So we truly appreciate it.
It does. But Davis, you have to give yourself credit. He records and edits and posts every single week. And we're almost 30 episodes in.
Really?
So, yeah.
And so we can find those on social media, on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter.
And YouTube.
Yeah. And YouTube. Oh, nice.
By the way, every Wednesday, it was posted on Thursday, and that was for a reason. It's because last Thursday, we were a week out. Yeah. So we purposely did it with the theme of be 1 week ready. So every Wednesday these get posted and they're approximately a minute long and every episode has a different theme. Sometimes we'll even take it on the road. We went to the beach 1 week and that was really fun. And that video received, I think, the most views that we've had.
I mean, it was a beautiful view, of course. It was showing Pensacola Beach, but also that was about rip current and the safety there.
That definitely needs to be talked about. Oh, goodness.
People coming in from out of town, not knowing about rip currents, not being prepared for that.
That should be talked about maybe once a week, every other week.
And that's one thing about rip currents is that it is obviously a lifeguard related issue, but it's also an emergency management related issue because it's a public safety matter.
Right.
And we have to make sure that everyone, swimmers, visitors, tourists, anyone that's here, even if you live here, be aware that even on a calm day, a rip current can still be present.
Yep.
And that will take you right out.
I've been caught
in one of those before. And by God's grace, I started swimming parallel to the shore and didn't know it. Because I haven't been here that long.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And so I was like, this is not good. It was yellow flag. We were playing. And I must have just swam parallel to the shore and got back on shore. And it was by the grace of God. But I didn't know because I'm from Arkansas.
Right.
So that's great you're getting the word out, especially for visitors. Because it's so sad when we hear of things happening when the visitors come and they didn't know. So that's great you're getting the word out. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, talking about hurricane season. Again, go over to myscambia.com/be ready because you want to be 1 week ready. Know your zone, know your home, know your plan. Coming up, we have Kate Thompson with ESPN Pensacola. If you have any questions, 437-16. And there's Rivers and getting ready.